They'll be discussing irrigation management. As we all know, irrigation goes hand in hand with nutrient management.
Thank you so much, Dr. Morgan. Good afternoon, everyone. I'll be talking about water use and irrigation scheduling effects on HOB-affected citrus trees grown on sandy soils. I'm glad most of my colleagues have touched on nutrition, they've touched on root health, they've also touched on the overall package for the growers. So I'm kind of just tweaking the same message to add more weight to whatever they have said. And let me acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Kelly Morgan and Dr. Saidi Hamido from Southwest Florida Research and Education Center. The work I will be talking about is the work that we have done over a span of about 6 years, so I'll kind of show you highlights of that. I'll go through just highlights of what we need to do to manage HOB from a perspective of irrigation, and also try to offer some of the highlights of the studies we did on irrigation, and then just provide a summary and also acknowledge some of the sponsors we got. So essentially, what we have kind of established is that we really need to enhance good water management, try to irrigate frequently, either in small patches or, in just daily. If it's micro sprinkler, if it's drip, you can do in small patches. If you achieve better soil moisture content in the root zone, you'll be able to, one, retain nutrients and then reduce leaching of nutrients, and then also make sure the tree has water available for use. So the other options also that seem to be working elsewhere, like use of regulated deficit irrigation, where you actually reduce the amounts of water you put in, and then you provide that over time, and also the other avenues like use of partial root zone drying, like in California, they have been successful with using applying water in parts of the root zone and then denying water in the other parts, or putting water in just a portion of the root zone, and in the process they end up saving water. We hope we can try that in Florida and see if that could work, though we have sandy soils. And I think the other part also is about pH management. I know most of the previous speakers have talked about that, that we need to make sure we keep the pH between, say, 5.5 to somewhere around 7 to make sure that most of the micronutrients and most of the macronutrients are available for crop uptake. And more importantly now, where HOB is a problem, we need very good silage management. We can't stay away from managing the silage. If we don't do that, then we won't harvest anything. So some of the studies that I'll talk about, in the first set of studies that we did, we did some studies in Southwest Florida near Ava Maria, and then in Central Florida near Avon Park, and then also in a part of Southwest Florida in Acadia, where we looked at different irrigation schedules. So we had a daily irrigation schedule. Then we had an IFAST recommendation irrigation schedule, which is actually irrigating every 2 days. Then we had an intermediate, which was actually the moderate of the two other irrigation schedules. Then we also had another study that we conducted on at two sites. One in Southwest Florida. The other one was in Central Florida, where we looked at a comparison between drip and micro sprinkler irrigation. And then the micro sprinkler irrigation that we started compared with the drip was more or less a modification whereby you were irrigating within 180 degrees of the tree row. And then we compared that with a grower standard practice that irrigates about 360 degrees around the tree. Then we also did another study where we looked at greenhouse work about where we had used weighing lysimeters, just look at response of Valencia and Hamelin oranges to irrigation, and we were monitoring the irrigation amounts using weighing lysimeters, automated weighing lysimeters, and we compared that between HOB positive and non-HOB affected trees. So in the studies that we conducted in Central and Southwest Florida, when we looked at the water use, what we found was that, what we found was that their irrigation in all the cases, especially if you look at Avon Park and then even in Ava Maria, with the exception here in Acadia where we didn't, I think somehow there was maybe some malfunction by the data logger. But overall what we found was that their irrigation was greater than intermediate irrigation schedule, and all that was slightly greater than the IFAS irrigation schedule. And what we ended up concluding was that after 2 or 3 years of work, we found that their irrigation could actually result in better tree response and have less stress by the tree. What we also observed was that when you looked at leaf areas, when you looked at the tree canopies, we found better canopies and leaf areas with their irrigation. When we tried to look at the soil moisture contents and available water, what we found was that we found increasing total available water with depth and great uptake in the top 6 inches of the soil, and that we also found greater water contents in the lower 6 to 8 inches, which was about between 15 to 45 centimeters in the daily than intermediate and IFAS irrigation schedule, which suggested that we had better water use in the daily irrigation system, irrigation schedule compared to the intermediate and the IFAS recommendation. So what we ended up concluding was that for HOB trees, we might need to modify the current practice, which is to irrigate every 2 days, as the Universal Federal recommends, and then we try to irrigate daily or more frequently to make sure the trees have enough water in the root zone, since they're already stressed and they lose a lot of root mass. And this is just the same graph trying to kind of depict the same story that I've been talking about. We find a very good correlation between water use by subflow measurements using the Dynamax data loggers compared with when we correlated that with soil moisture content. Now, when we try to look at the advanced citrus production systems on the ridge near Lake Alfred and in southwest Florida, what we found was that water use per canopy volume and water use per unit leaf area didn't differ among the different irrigation systems. What we had thought was that since the modified irrigation systems like drip and modified micro sprinkler system where irrigating a narrower portion of the root zone would have limited water use and limited uptake of water. But what we found was that there were no any significant differences, which was kind of good and encouraging for us that maybe growers could try to employ some of these techniques like, you know, drip irrigation or try to use modified micro sprinkler systems and then put a little amount of water in the root zone compared to the current practices. When we try to look at the soil moisture contents using the advanced citrus production systems, what we found was that across all the systems that we employed, excuse me for the abbreviations that we have in there, CMP means conventional micro sprinkler practice, MOHS means a micro sprinkler, the modified micro sprinkler practice, and DOHS means drip. What we found was that across all the systems, we're able to maintain soil moisture content above field capacity. And that was possible in summer and then also in late summer. We had so many of those graphs for all the other seasons of the year, but it seemed to work out pretty well. In the greenhouse studies, what we found was that when we compared HOB positive trees versus HOB negative trees for both Hamlins and Valences, what we found was that we found between 22 to about 35% lower water use for HOB positive trees compared to the ones that were not affected by HOB. So what we kind of surmised from this was that I think it would be possible for us to reduce the application of water for HOB affected trees by about 22 to 35% because that's what you found, that there was limited water use. And then if you put so much water, the tree might not be able to use it. And then we also found that between the trees, Valencias and Hamlins, we didn't see any differences in water use. When we tried to look at the KCs, which is actually a crop coefficient that explains how much water is used by a particular tree or a particular plant, we found that in 2014, we were able to get 35.2% greater KC than for HOB positive trees, HOB negative trees compared to the HOB positive trees. In 2015, we found about 20.8% greater KC for HOB negative trees compared to the positive trees. This was achieved because since we work in the greenhouse, we realized that when we were looking at the weather data in the greenhouse, we found slightly lower solar radiation in the greenhouse compared to the outside, and then we added lights inside, and then that improved the water use in the greenhouse. So in summary, what we have found is that dairy or frequent irrigation could improve tree performance and soil moisture distribution in the water use. Of course, alongside good silage management, alongside good nutrition, alongside all the other packages that my colleagues have talked about. Another take-home message is that HOB-affected trees use 22 to 35% less water than the non-affected trees. I'm hoping that we can validate this also in the field setup, because we did this in a greenhouse. And more importantly, the other conclusion we got was that use of advanced citrus production practices could be adapted to grow practices for vigorous tree growth and water use. What we found is that recently some of our colleagues have installed the citrus production system undercover in both Lake Alfred, which is in central Florida, and also in the Indian River, and it shows that they have been adapting some of these practices, you know, trying to keep out the silage and not worry too much about control of silage. So this can really improve the nutrition, and the good irrigation scheduling can really improve the tree production and also achieve better water use. Let me acknowledge Dr. Schumann from Lake Alfred, who helped me get the work done in Central Florida, and then also our grow cooperators in Immokalee, in Urbandale, in Ava Maria, and Acadia, and also in Avon Park, and also our sponsors from the Southwest Florida Water Management Districts, and then the Florida Department of Agriculture, and then University of Florida for supporting our research as well through the grants and assistantships. So at this point, I think I'm done, and I will be happy to take any questions, if any.